We're beginning the work called Tomer Devora. And what? Yeah, we'll get to Sehet Amida. So, I just wanted to mention a few things. In the letter of approbation that Rav Moshe Haberstam wrote, he writes that he has a tradition from the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz that learning the work of the Tomer Devora is an amulet that protects a person from cancer. Okay, doesn't hurt. Still an interesting thing. But that's not why we're learning it. The work, the part that we're going to focus on right now, takes the 13 attributes of God, and we know we say it over and over again on Yom Kippur and in our preparations for Yom Kippur, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rahum, V'Chanun, God who is so merciful, compassionate, Erech Hapayim, he is slow to anger, Verav Chesed, he is great in his kindness, Ve'emet, and truth, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, he maintains the kindness that we do, he repays us for 1,000 generations, Nosei Avon, he's willing to put up with our sin, Vafesha, even our rebellious ways, Ve'chato, and our mistakes, Ve'nakein, he's willing to forgo things that we do wrong. So those are 13 attributes of God, which we say over and over again, because God told Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever the Jewish people need me to be at their side, whether they deserve it or not, if they mention these attributes, and then I, so to speak, come up to bat for them. So what Rav Moshe Cordovero did in the first chapter of this book is he took those 13 attributes, and we have a tradition that the prophet, in the verse, Mi kel komocho nosei avon vover al pesha li sheris nachloso, as we will see the verse, in that verse he was alluding to all 13 attributes, and so he breaks down the 13 attributes based on that verse. But the key point in this book is that he shows us how we are supposed to emulate our Creator. In 2-3 short paragraphs he describes the trait and then describes what's its practical application for us. We know that the descriptory terms for God in the Bible are there for our perspective. God is merciful. God is kind. Yes and no. Because to be kind and merciful is to attribute to God human traits. So from our perspective, He is kind. From His perspective, He is above all traits. But yet, the Torah goes to great lengths to describe God's traits in order to teach us how we should behave. Because we are told we're supposed to emulate Him. So now what's beautiful about this work is that in a few short sentences, he shows you how each trait is applicable in our own lives. Now, Rav Moshe Cordovero was born to a very renowned family in Spain, a Spanish family that had immigrated to Tzfat. He passed away at the young age of 48. He is sometimes referred to as the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. The acronym is Ramak. He wrote a book, Pardes Rimonim, a famous Kabbalistic work, and that's why he's sometimes referred to as the composer of the Pardes Rimonim. He lived in Tzfat in its golden era when the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, lived there, and Rav Shlomo El-Kabetz. You know who Rav Shlomo El-Kabetz is? You know Rav Shlomo El-Kabetz? He's the one that wrote the famous song, Lecha Dodi, that we sing Friday night. So that's Rav Shlomo El-Kabetz and the Arizal. You guys heard of the Arizal? So they all lived at the same time. And Rav Moshe Cordovero, really, his stress was in the hidden Kabbalistic parts of the Torah. At the age of 20, he started learning by Rav Shlomo El-Kabetz. And Rav Chaim from Volozhin writes that the Ari only started his Kabbalistic works where Rav Moshe Cordovero ended. So to speak, Rav Moshe Cordovero is the beginning of Kabbalah, and the Ari is only the continuation. So he learned by Rav Yosef Karo as well, the compiler of the Codex, the Shulchan Aruch. There are two of his responsa that Rav Yosef Karo even quotes. Let's begin the book. We have enough of an introduction here. And now let's begin the book. Are we ready? I have to look for another one. So you could look on together. Yosef doesn't bite. Ha'adam roi sheyitdameh lekono. Yosef, is that how yours begins?
Yes.
Ha'adam roi sheyitdameh lekono. We're up to the first chapter of the Tomel Dvora. It is fitting that a man should liken himself to his creator. Ha'adam roi sheyitdameh lekono. Ve'az yiye besod atzura eliyona. And then he will enter the secret of the heavenly form, so to speak, as we discussed earlier, that Hashem is described as having certain traits, and that form that Hashem is given is really to form, to give us shape, tzelem v'dmut, the different types of shapes that Hashem has, it's just a reference for us. She'ilu yidumeh b'gufeh v'lo b'fu'ulot, harei hu machziv atzura. If he is only externally similar to his creator, but not in his actions, so then he is disappointing. Then people will say, ah, he was given nice form, but his actions are disgusting. When we speak about Hashem, when we say Hashem is kind, etc., what we're describing is Hashem's actions. If we were only created similar to God externally, but our actions don't reflect the similarity to God, then what's the point? And that's why a person should really make himself similar to the way God, so to speak, his crown, the way Hashem is described. How is Hashem described? With 13 attributes of mercy. Elyonot v'rumuzot besod ha'psukim, these elevated traits of God, so to speak, are alluded to in the verses that say, Mi kel kamocha, who is potent like you? Noseh avon v'over al pesha lisherit nachlato, you're willing to uphold, to carry the weight of our sins and forgo our rebellious ways for the remnants of your people. Lochzik la'ad apo, you don't maintain your anger forever, ki chafetz chesedu, but rather you desire kindness. Yeshuv yirachameinu, Hashem return and have mercy over us, yichbosh avonoteinu, put down our sin, v'tashlich v'mtsulot yam kol chatotam, and throw our sins to the depths of the sea, titen emet li'akov chesed l'avraham asher nishpat el avotenu mimekedem. Give truth to Jacob, kindness to Abraham, as you promised our forefathers from way back when. Im ken ra'ui shetimtena bo yidgimen midot elu. So we are taught that the 13 attributes of mercy are alluded to in this verse, so we should find them in this verse. So now we're going to explain, so how should I behave? If we're going to say my actions should reflect my Creator, and He has 13 attributes of mercy that are alluded to in this verse, so what does that mean for me? Practically, what am I supposed to do? And now let's begin. So now we're up to the first attribute. You guys have strength for 3 more minutes? Well, at least we'll start. We'll see what we're talking about. Yes? Yishkach? Okay.